to people and property. Control parking on neighborhood streets. Don't take advantage of those things. Be respectful in every way. Make sure you are never persecuted for foolishness' sake. Make sure you're never persecuted for anger's sake. Make sure you're never persecuted for pride's sake. So how do we respond to persecution? Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Don't rise up in anger. Forgive those who rise up and spitefully use and persecute you. And finally, bless those who rise up and spitefully use you and persecute you, that you might be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Rejoice! Rejoice that you are counted worthy to suffer for his sake. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Be encouraged, be strengthened, prepare the way of the Lord in your lives. Don't think your kids will be prepared if you don't prepare them. Don't think that you're doing them a favor by not preparing them to stand alone, to have a purpose firm, and to make it known. They won't be strong in the day of battle. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Can I also urge you to make sure that you get a copy of The Secret of the Lord? Get one for all your relatives and friends. If you really care for them, you're going to want them to have this message, The Secret of the Lord. $20, Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Pray for those in authority that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. Pray for the candidates for our country. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Realizes that the legacy of the established state church had just caused.
this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we're looking forward to your calls. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about what's happening over in the Near East, the Middle East, the coming war with Iran, difficult times that Israel is going to be facing? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially? Would you like to talk about the population control agenda that has already killed several billion people, or at least kept them from being born, and intends to really eliminate a large part of the rest of the world's population, and really is so organized insanity to the average individual, you tell them about it, and they look at you as if, well, you've got to be crazy. I mean, who in their right mind would want to kill off most of the population of the world? And I remember, of course, how I rejected that thought so strenuously when I was involved with the AIDS epidemic, trying to use standard public health measures to stop this terrible plague. And then, of course, finally to have to finally admit that this really was a genocidal program. It was aimed primarily at the blacks, which is why it didn't break out in the general white population here in the United States. And it was really all a part of a plan to recolonize Africa after we'd killed off most of the blacks. And we're well on the way to doing it, certainly in Botswana. Why somewhere between 46 and 48% of all the pregnant women there are HIV infected, and they're all going to die, thanks to American public health policy at the World Health Organization and the Brotherhood of Darkness. One of the greatest tragedies of all time, and nobody ever talks about it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. You know, we certainly, sometimes I see these programs, and they'll get some black person on there talking about discrimination against blacks, and certainly my initial response is to say, well, gee, you know, you don't understand, you know, most white people certainly have great feeling of affection for the black population. But then I suddenly realized, of course, that that really is not completely true. There really are black people, there really are people who hate the blacks, and that, of course, is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they are actively working today to eliminate just as many of them as they possibly can. As difficult as that is to believe, it is the reality of what's really going on today. So, basically, of course, if we see how certainly they put mostly abortion clinics in the black parts of the country, in the black neighborhoods. But one of the most frightening things to contemplate, certainly, is what they're doing as far as water fluoridation. And we're going to be back here. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly, we're doing an open line.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid. Water fluoridation with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And basically, about 67 to 68% of all communities in the United States are fluoridated, and 90% of those they use hydrofluorosilicic acid. Now, why is that significant? Well, because this is such a caustic substance, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, that they actually, when it's transported, has to be put in special types of tanker trucks that are lined not with metal but with rubber, because the hydrofluorosilicic acid would erode away the metal. And of course they have found by testing 450,000 children, the largest study ever done in the United States, they did blood checks on 450,000 children. This was done by our Centers for Disease Control. And they found out that certainly if you actually tested the blood, they did finger sticks on 450,000 children. They found out that if you check the level of the lead in the blood of those children, and if you were fluoridating the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, now you fluoridate with regular sodium fluoride, it didn't happen, but if you use the hydrofluorosilicic acid, where the level of lead in the blood of these children doubled in whites, went up 4 times, 400% in Hispanics and 600% in blacks. And basically, what does that mean? It means that blacks are going to have a higher level of lead in their blood than whites will, certainly by 6 times. And there's a direct correlation between lead in the blood and criminal activity. Now, there's a gentleman named Roger Masters at Dartmouth University. We've actually done several interviews with him. Fascinating interview, and actually he has done an extensive study. He's not a chemist. He's not a doctor, although he has a PhD. He's a sociologist. And he was trying to figure out why there was so much criminal activity among the blacks. And so what he did is he correlated the fluoridation of water certainly with criminal activity. And basically, if you were in a community aware of Krishna, they were fluoridating the water with hydrofluor salicylic acid. The level of criminal activity among the blacks was much, much higher than in areas of the country where they didn't fluoridate the water with hydrofluor salicylic acid. And basically, of course, what happens is you get lead in the blood, and it leads to criminal activity. It produces some sort of an encephalopathy or an alteration of brain function. And there's a direct correlation. This has been known for a long period of time. A direct correlation between criminal activity and lead in the blood. Well, basically, Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth, and you can look this up on the internet, and we can send you the scientific papers, we have them. Dr. Roger Masters correlated criminal activity with hydrofluor salicylic acid and found out in the areas where they were fluoridating the water with hydrofluor salicylic acid that the level of criminal activity among the blacks was far greater than in areas where they didn't fluoridate the water with hydrofluor salicylic acid. And of course, this is why, in my estimation, in the United States today, why, of course, of the young black men, 21 to 31, why, of course, one in three is in prison, probation, or parole. Now, if this is true, if this is really true and scientifically valid, why have you never heard of it? And the reason you haven't heard of it is because the media is controlled. And the last thing they want you to know is these people really do hate blacks, and that's why they created the AIDS epidemic. AIDS is race-specific. It specifically targeted the black. It is a manufactured retrovirus, and it specifically targets the blacks because there's a difference in makeup between blacks and whites, and they have certain genes that we don't. I mean, they have an intact gene pool, and then whites, why some of these genes are gone. And if you have those genes, why, of course, you're going to contract this disease, which is why, of course, we've seen such an explosion of the AIDS in Africa, and we did not see the explosion of AIDS in America as we anticipated early on. I thought we were going to see, a devastating levels in the white population. We don't. But we do see it in the black population in America. In fact, almost half of the cases of HIV and AIDS, not completely, but almost half of the cases are in the black population, and nobody ever points that out. I wonder why the black leaders don't talk about this. And I've talked to blacks, and I've said, mobilize the black community. I'll help you. I'll provide the information. I'll explain about abortion, how they're using it, how they're using the water fluoridation, how they're using AIDS to target the blacks. And now one of the black leaders has ever responded to me, although I know that they've been told exactly what I've just told you now. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Again, that is Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth University. The information is there. The scientific papers are there. And when I talked to Dr. Masters, I said, what sort of response did you get to your papers? And he said, I didn't get any response. And I never understood it. I mean, I would have thought this was an important issue. He's a sociologist. He wanted to explain criminal activity. We have more people in prison per capita in the United States than any other place in the world, and the vast majority of them certainly are blacks, and one reason is because we're fluoridating the water. They know exactly what they're doing, and then, of course, they've encouraged so many of the blacks to get onto crack cocaine and these other terrible drugs, and, of course, why they have serious infection for this a tendency to get onto it, I don't know. I'm sure that probably it may very well have to do with the water fluoridation and the metal changes that come because we're poisoning the black population of America with water fluoridation using hydrofluor salicylic acid. It's not that it's happening by accident. They know, these evil people running things know exactly what they're doing. Well, it's open lines here on Wednesday, and I haven't had a single call yet. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I know an awful lot of people are wound up, you know, with the Christmas holidays and all the wonderful times we've had and the reflections on the birth of our Savior. And this is certainly a wonderful time of the year. Unless, of course, you're doing talk radio and you're not getting any calls, you don't have anything prepared. But if you're out there and it's something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'd just love to hear what you'd like to talk about. And you can talk about anything because it's open lines on Wednesday. But there really is a population control agenda. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And certainly one of the most effective means to do that is war. And then, of course, new diseases. In fact, I don't know how many of you noticed, but here in the last couple of weeks, a number of articles about how the fact that our government financed some scientists who actually figured out how to make the H5N1, this extremely lethal avian flu virus that really kills the avians. It kills birds very readily, but it hasn't spread to human beings. And we've put out, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to find out how we could get that disease to spread into the white population, be very communicable to the white population so we could kill as many people as possible. Why would anybody finance scientists to do that sort of thing? First of all, why would any scientist in his right mind want to make a deadly virus more virulent and communicable so it would kill more people? And then why would our government finance this? Well, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. Until you go to Elberton, Georgia, and you see the Georgia Guidestones and read the inscription on the Georgia Guidestones that talks about maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And of course, know that that was actually put up by a secret society. It was actually put up by a secret society. In all probability, the Rosicrucians, and my good friend Chris Pinto has been putting together information on that subject. But, and I'm looking forward to the DVD he's promised to make on this subject. But they actually went down, they talked to the people there in Elberton, Georgia. And of course, this great monument, the American Stonehenge, the Georgia Guidestones, was put up by a secret society. You would think everybody would know about it. Well, there have been a few articles, zoo programs on television about that. Well, let's go to David, who's calling from New York. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Dr. Stan.
What would you like to talk about this evening?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question about a friend of mine had pancreatic cancer, and he had 3 biopsies and blood tests and all that, proven cancer, and wanted to know if you ever heard of anybody getting over pancreatic cancer. They were going to do a Whipple operation on him.
All right. Well, I mean, that, if they do a Whipple, he's going to die. I mean, basically, if you look at the results of death with and without Whipples, it's pretty similar. Brzezinski is having excellent results on 30 to 40% of his people with pancreatic cancer. Certainly, nobody has anything that good. I personally know a woman who had been sent home to die with pancreatic cancer, who went to Mexico and had Leotel treatment. And that was 15 years ago. She's doing fine. We'll be back in just a moment. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But, Dave, certainly the 5-year survival on pancreatic carcinoma is probably 2% with or without surgery. You don't live.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Cannot figure out what had happened or why the tumors got away. They had biopsied it. They knew it was there. And I simply would not disagree. I believe God can, under certain circumstances, heal people. He doesn't always do it. We don't understand why, but I know that there have been supernatural healings, and God does intervene in the affairs of men. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That was 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We've got Jared calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Jared. How are we doing?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for your show. I guess we live in the same area in the world here. I had a question. I tried to do a little research in our local area here, and I also know that I've been reading in the news they're trying to fluoridate the water in Watsonville. You know, I look into the Santa Cruz Water District and the Soquel Creek Water District, and it's kind of hard to really find out if they're actually putting fluoride in the water. And I was also curious if they are, is there any type of filtration devices you can install in your home that would actually filter it? Or
yes, there are. First of all, I do not think that either Santa Cruz or Soquel are fluoridating their water. It was a very interesting battle here in Santa Cruz, and between the conservatives and the liberals both attacking it and working together in concert, we were able to block that despite the fact that there was powerful forces who wanted to poison the water supply and to do all the terrible things that fluoride does. It just decreases fertility, it lowers the sperm count and men, fertility in women, it lowers the intelligence. I mean, what's the active ingredient in Luvox and Prozac? It's the fluoride in it. They know that, and because they said Hitler used fluoride in the drinking water in the occupied areas of the Second World War. The Soviets used it in the prison camps. They know what it does to the brain. It produces osteoporosis and softening of the bones in postmenopausal women. It actually produces tumors and increases the incidence of cancer, and then of course it influences on the endocrine system. It damages the thyroid. It has multiple toxic effects. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the population. Now, if you did live in an area where they have this, because you can't get a Berkey water system, which we handle, because you can't get it in California, but there is a water system. If you go to our website, it's called the Total Fluoride System, and basically it's something called Scotch Bone Shard. And of course, if you install one of those units, they're a little pricey, but it'll take out 95% of the fluoride in the drinking water. And if we had certainly fluoride in the drinking water, I would get one of those units, because of course you can get water not only by drinking it, but of course if you take showers, then you're going to absorb it. And fluoride is a deadly poison. I mean, this is what you use for rat poison. So why are we giving it to the people? It has to do with population control. Anything else, Jared?
No, that answered my question. I wrote down that device just in case I ever do live in a community where they do.
You go to our website. I think it's on the front page. It's a total water fluoridation system, and it's four large containers of Scotch Bone Char. But it really does an excellent job. We've had people actually check out the water supply and assure us that this will take out 95% of the fluoride in the water. Okay?
I actually have one more question. Now, what about bottled water? I know that there's some big bottled water companies where they basically tap water out of some cities like Milwaukee.
Or sometimes they'll even add the fluoride to it. Basically, yeah. You have to check and find out if there's fluoride in the bottled water, and there is, do not drink it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But just because it's bottled doesn't mean it's good, and because remember that a lot of these bottles, especially plastic bottles, will actually contain bisphenol. Bisphenol is a chemical that, of course, feminizes men. They know all the complications of bisphenol. They put it in the bottles that we use for our infants, and the formula in them, you heat it up, and all the boys get a good dose of estrogen. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children, Jared. They're poisoning the children. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
While a storm cloud gathers.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and suddenly an open line, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but we might just talk about the things that they put in our food that are aimed at population control and that they know are harmful to us. Now, aspartame, you've heard us talk about in the past, NutraSweet, basically this was originally developed as a biological warfare agent. Why was it developed as a biological warfare agent? Well, it consists primarily of phenylalanine and aspartic acid in the first stage. It breaks down into methanol and formaldehyde. And certainly, why would you want to give people methanol that destroys their brain, destroys their eyesight? I mean, the people die of methanol poisoning. And then, of course, the other component, formaldehyde, that's what you embalm bodies with, because they know how dangerous aspartame is. And that is why it's in so much of our food. And the government has all of the studies. If you've never read the Bressler Report, we have the Bressler Report. And basically, this is the information that was compiled by Cyril, and of course, was published by Dr. Bressler, showing how poison it was. Now, the aspartame produces pathological obesity. You see all these people weighing 300 or 400 pounds. What are they doing? They're drinking Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. Why are they drinking them? Why are they getting fat? Because this produces pathological obesity. Haven't you ever noticed that fat people certainly drink Diet Soda, So they don't drink it to get rid of the fat. This is what's causing so much of their obesity. And then, of course, when you get obese, you have an increased incidence of diabetes. Now, obviously, we have almost twice as much diabetes in the United States than among comparable populations over in Great Britain. Why? Because, of course, they actively encourage the use of aspartame in our products, and, of course, MSG, which is used very liberally in our products, has very similar properties. The two of them are both excitotoxins. They kill nerve cells, and both of them are deadly substances. And they're freely added to our food supply, and the Federal Drug Administration knows that, and highly placed federal officials have tried to do something about it. And, of course, they're not allowed to do anything about it. They speak out, or they will be targeted, and they'll lose their job, they'll lose their pension, and who knows, it could be even far worse. And when you're a government official, many of them know that they actually eliminate people who tell the truth. And we've talked to professional assassins, government assassins, who have been given contracts to kill people here in the United States, and you can hear those interviews in our four-tape set called The Deadly Assassins, four-CD set. And in fact, one of those gentlemen disappeared shortly after he was on my program and has never been heard from since then. Well, then, of course, have the aspartame-produced pathological obesity. It is also an excellent means of decreasing fertility, and indeed, lowers the, just exactly like the fluoride, it lowers the male sperm count, it lowers the ability of a woman to conceive a child. They know this is what happens. Aspartame produces certainly autoimmune diseases. Aspartame produces attention deficit disorders. Aspartame has an effect on the thyroid. It is carcinogenic. It basically affects the mind that you use this. Basically, aspartame is very, very addictive and you use it. Why, of course, you have difficulty thinking, and at least many people have difficulty thinking and thinking clearly. It disrupts the endocrine system. It disrupts every system in the body. It is over 6,000 products sold in the United States. And the average individual has no idea that the Federal Drug Administration officials, highly placed officials, are intentionally poisoning the American people. And then, of course, they put bisphenol into the plastics. It's been known since the 1930s that it contains a substance which feminizes boys. And so many of our boys have gender identity because they put it in the baby bottles. You have baby bottles, you put formula in them, you heat it up. As soon as you heat it, the bisphenol comes out, gets into the milk, and then, of course, it gets into the boys, and they get their dose of female hormones. And we wonder why many of our boys are not aggressive, they're not masculine like we'd like them to be. And this is one of the causes of it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Basically, the chemicals. They put coloring, the coloring in our food. They put colorings, and the women color their hair, but there are chemicals in there that can have a profound impact on the human body. We have things with odors in them, and those odors are chemicals, and they can poison us. We have the insecticides and the pesticides that they use so freely on the fruits and vegetables that we eat. They spray around our homes to keep down the insects. And, of course, these have a profound impact on the average individual. And basically, they know what they're doing when they allow these things to be used. They just don't want the public to realize that there is a population control agenda. And basically, if you look at the length of life of the average American, we used to be right at the very top, living longer, but certainly in the last 30 years, I think we're down, 30th or 40th in the longevity of life. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, of course, we know very well the high fructose corn syrup is hazardous to our health. They know very well that the chemicals that they allow in so much of our food substance is downright dangerous. They know that soy products, certainly, we're told, oh, soy products are great for you. Soy meal. No, they're not, ladies and gentlemen. They're carcinogenic. The Orientals do not eat soy the way we do. They have fermented soy products, which, of course, they make them into various sauces, and they ferment them for long periods of time. It changes the chemical structure. But the use of soy meal, the use of soy products in so many things is frankly hazardous to our health, and they know it's carcinogenic, but they do not want the American people to know that we're being poisoned by so many of the things that genetically modified foods that they're using certainly are hazardous to our health. But the average individual does not understand there is an agenda. There really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. Go up on the internet and pull down my Population Control Agenda monograph, or go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and read about the Georgia Guidestones. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And hi, John, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, you were talking earlier about you'd mentioned about population control and reducing the population down by two-thirds. Up here in Spokane, I was just looking in the paper and scanning through some of the back pages, and there's a feature that they offer where it talks about, you know, various things happen around the world, whether it's earthquakes or whatever the case may be. And one of the points was this thing on the H5N1. What they said was, according to the CDC or the World Health Organization, I forget, but there have been a reported 531, I think that was the number, cases of H5N1 with humans, incidents with humans. And of those 531, or right in that number, 500 and change, 360-something were fatal. So I pulled out a pocket calculator to do the math, and that was something like 58%, something like that. And so I'm looking at that. I mean, it's over half, on its way to two-thirds, right there. And then they were talking about, there was part of that story was that there was an incident of one chicken in Hong Kong had H5N1, so they killed, I think it was 17, as a result, they killed 17,000 chickens, and then they talked about over a period of time, they've killed so many million birds, whether it was chickens or ducks or whatever the case may be. And so here's this story, and I'm thinking, why are they telling this story right now? Obviously, it was one of those, it didn't say AP stories, but, you know, syndicated type of things that our local paper would pick up. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, but you see, the one saving grace of this H5N1 is that it's very poorly transmitted among humans. I mean, you're talking about 500 cases in the entire world, and that's all there were. It was deadly if people got it, but very few people got it. So what did our CDC do? It put out, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to finance these scientists so that they could make this communicable among human beings. Why would they do that? What possible justification would there be to take one of the most deadly viruses known to humankind, with over 50% mortality, almost 60% mortality, and try to make it more deadly so it would be more contagious? Why would rational people do something like that, John?
Well, the only thing what perked my ears on this whole thing is that why would you put this as a story unless they're trying to bring us up conditionally that they're about to release this H5N1. It was an accident. It started in Asia. One bird jumped to humans, blah, 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 in a place that's so remote we can't pronounce the name. And this is how it all happened. But what they don't tell you is that the strain was manufactured in a lab in Austria or in Wisconsin or whatever the case may be. They took that strain over to some remote bird, and then they injected that bird, and then they took that bird and had Joe, the prisoner of whatever, eat it, and now that started the whole chain reaction, and it's made to look like this accident, and now they came up with this story so that now they have, well, you see, we told you that this can happen, and we're working hard on it.
Well, what do we have to, John, you have to help us get the word out. I mean, I get a
whole
radio time, and I try to get people to understand there really are people who intend this to happen. You certainly read Revelation 6:8. Look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. And Hades followed shortly thereafter, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world. Certainly with the sword, and certainly with the famine, and with pestilence, I mean disease, and with the beasts of the earth. And I believe that there are people who are working to fulfill that prophecy. They have an intense hatred, of course, of humanity, because they serve the devil. There really are people out there who worship evil. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, but I've been studying this whole line, and
right.
I totally agree that it's completely a spiritual thing, but I think, and you may say the same thing in your book, but it goes back to ancient times, and it's of my opinion that whether you call them the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Babylonian Brotherhood or whatever the case may be, it goes back all the way to ancient times. It is a spiritual battle. And that, in my opinion, now you'll probably get every Christian under the sun, moon, and stars to argue with me, but I believe they created this whole game plan from day one. I believe that God is a benign and loving God, and that there are fundamental laws of life, and that you break those laws. It's just like if my kid runs away from home. I love my kid. I want him to come back. I want him to do well. Despite maybe how many atrocities he's committed, I love my kid. What estranges the kid is not from a loving father. I'm talking a loving father, not a hostile, vengeful one, a loving one. That kid is going to leave. The kid keeps away because of his own transgressions, not because of the father, if he's a loving father. As soon as the person comes to grip with his transgressions, and atones and what have you, then he'll welcome himself and feel comfortable with his father. And so I think that there are just fundamental things that you see it every day. And I know that what Lindsay said, when you had him on your show, is the fact that these people, quote unquote, these insiders, they know the Bible as good as any Baptist ministers, what he said. And I believe they're using this as a playbook. And they're, because of our belief in prophecy, a lot of Christians are bringing it on. I mean, they're welcoming it as if, well, good, let's get this the tribulation over with so then we can have the good times that will reign. I personally think this thing is going to be used against us.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm going to have to let you go. I agree with everything you said, John. Thank you for sharing that with us. God bless.
Absolutely.
I think you're right on.
Dan, I admire your what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Well, let's go to Tim calling us from Illinois. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I think a lot of what John said was absolutely right. God knows, though, what is going to happen. I don't understand God. I wouldn't pretend that I do, but I believe he has foreknowledge of exactly what was going to happen, and he knew this in the beginning of mankind. And I think that we are living in the most amazing times. We're seeing the fulfillment of ancient prophecies, and many of them are going to come to pass in your lifetime and mine. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. On the topic of illegals from Mexico, which 80%, according to Alex Jones, 80% of all illegals are from Mexico, so I don't have a problem saying illegal Mexicans. On January 1st, California will not tow unlicensed drivers. So you have an assemblyman from California, I call him a highwayman, Gil Cedillo. He's concerned that the corrupt city of Bell is raked in big fees from unlicensed drivers at these checkpoints. Well, how much more can you extend this primrose path and coddle the illegal felons? Now, when Gil Cedillo sponsored this bill, when an illegal driver with no license crashes head-on into some family on their way from, you know, Anaheim Disneyland, is he going to be responsible?
Unfortunately, he's not going to. Basically, I have to understand, Tim, that really our people want to destroy this society because the loyal is not to America. The loyal is to this international dream of bringing people here from all over the world. They want a multicultural, multilingual society, which is why when you dial into PG&E or AT&T or so many of the major corporations, the first thing you hear is, do you want your message in English or something in Spanish? Why do they do that? Because they want a multilingual society. The major corporations are in on it. People in the government are in on it. People in the educational system. The only people who don't understand what's happening is Mr. and Mrs. America who are having to shoulder the bill. And of course, our way of life will be destroyed. Tim, do you have anything else you wanted to cover?
One other quick comment here. Appearing on Keith Olbermann's show.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's how we're able to maintain our network of almost 70 stations now. Certainly we're increasing the number as rapidly as we can, as rapidly as we can raise the funds. And we do want to thank so many people who've given generously at this time of year to help us get through this time. Certainly the economy is contracting, but some very generous people have contributed. And so we're able to keep continue doing what we're doing. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we invite you to call us at 1 800 544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And as we often say, pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Congressman Ron Paul. But, of course, please remember Radio Liberty in your prayers as well. And then, of course, we, Sydney, want to point out that, Sydney, if you want to really understand how it fits together, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my talk, or you can listen to our talk on DVD on The Dark Secret, our talk on The Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You want to hear my talk on the World Revolution. The World Revolution, because, of course, there you're going to actually hear my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, who will tell you that, the State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Earl Smith, Ambassador Smith, knew he was a communist. Yeah, the president knew because Earl Smith told the president, he had communication directly with the president, Fidel Castro was a communist and they brought him to power. Why would they do something like that? Why, for the same reason that David Rockefeller's daughters would go down regularly to visit with Fidel and Fidel Castro would come up to visit with David Rockefeller. And if you doubt that's true, please challenge it and get David Rockefeller's memoirs and read it. Understand he's not going to tell you the whole truth, but he will tell you about the secret cabal he belongs to. As he says, you know, they often accuse my family and me of belonging to a secret cabal, which is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others to bring about a more integrated a global and economic structure. One world, as it is, if you will, and if that's the charge, I am guilty, and I am proud of it. Those his words, page 405. You get the book from Radio Liberty, Memoirs by David Rockefeller, then, of course, you'll want to get Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies, or new, their used copies, but there he tells you exactly what the Trilateral Commission is, and its goal is to take over the political government of the United States. Its goal is to take over the political government of the United States. That's on page 280. And then, of course, we have, if you really want to do some deep reading, you need to get Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which is the story of the secret society that eventually became the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, is the parent group for the Trilateral Commission. I said that you can get Sydney, Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. If you don't want to read all that, you can get Gary Allen's little book, Nender Call It Conspiracy, but get the information and then help us get the information out across America. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And then, of course, we ask you to Sydney, pray for Sydney, America, to pray for our political leaders and pray for our ministers, especially those who have the courage to stand up and tell the truth. Because if you're a minister and you stand up and tell the truth, there will be people in your congregation who've been planted there to silence ministers who do tell the truth. And tragically, this has happened time and again across America. But lastly, we ask you, Chris, to pray for Sydney Alex and for Joyce, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back in a moment here.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Who are sitting, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, who will determine what the future will bring. And it looks like we have two guests on this next hour. And but let's go ahead. Oh, I think we're going to be working together. We have Deborah Tavares and Gary Arnold. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm fine, and I'm very eager to get into unraveling the dark horse in this story.
All right, fine. Then let's go to Gary Arnold. And I've known Gary, I guess, going back probably 40, 45 years, something like that. How are you doing, Gary?
Pretty good, Stan.
Well, Gary, of course, is a patriot. He does excellent research. He lives here in Santa Cruz, so we have an opportunity to see him from time to time. A lot of the people we have as regular guests, we don't even know personally, although we know them from talking to them repeatedly. But I've known Gary Arnold, and he's been to our home many times, and he is certainly one of the great researchers and patriots of modern times, and he doesn't get very much credit, but certainly those of us who know him and know his work appreciate it. So where are we going to start? Deborah, should we start with ladies first?
Or? Well, that would be wonderful. I'll sort of set everything up for everyone that's listening. This is, of course, a conversation about the smart grid, the smart meters that are being deployed on all of our homes and businesses and structures across the United States. This is a low-frequency radio-transmitting technology that is no longer going to require meter readers to read your electrical consumption on your homes. This will all be sent via emitting radiation through the environment, through us, as it finds its way to collect data and to store data and gather information, which we will then no longer have as private information within our homes. I refer everybody to refusesmartmeters.com. We have some excellent articles there about technocracy. It will talk to you about the total control of human life as we now know it. And this will detail how this was thought about in the 1930s. We also have a number of other excellent videos on that site. What we really want to underscore this evening is that this technology was designed by the military. This is weaponized technology. It was designed as crowd control. It injures people. You can go to the site and you can see the military document that's posted there. You'll read many of the distractions that is intended to distract the target. We are targets in this military document. So familiarize yourself with the variety of things that many people are now feeling, which are headaches and migraines, ringing of the ears, buzzing, sleep problems, including insomnia, cardiac symptoms, palpitations, arrhythmias, dizziness, disorientation, balance problems, ear pain, pacemaker defibrillation that interferes with a lot of that kind of equipment.
And I think we have to add, because that not everybody's going to have problems, whether it's 5% or 15%, but there is a well-known percentage, at least 5% of the people, and maybe more, who will react to this low-dose radiation. And they know what they're doing. Certainly some people, it doesn't affect them at all. But, of course, if you were to turn up the amount, of course, basically what they're doing with the meters is just beginning. We go from the smart meters to the smart appliances, to the smart grid, to the smart growth. It's, well, of course, who would want dumb growth? Who would want dumb meters? But basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're not smart. They're under surveillance. They
well,
are.
But this is accumulated radiation.
Right.
This will cause harm to everybody at some point.
And when we get enough of it, of course, we're going to be getting more and more and more, and we'll be back in a moment. All right, well, this is Dr. Stan. Gary, why don't you come in, because what information have you been able to find out about this whole movement of installing smart meters? What this is really all about from your point of view?
Right. She's exactly right. This is electronic incarceration camp. This is no less than treating people as dispensable cattle. We're basically hooked up to an electronic milking machine in which we will be fed out allotments of power and energy depending upon our masters. And it goes, all of the people behind it are the Malthusians that are embedded in both several organizations. One is located in McLean, Virginia, and it's called MITRE, M-I-T-R-E. And it is run by James Schlesinger, who used to be head of the CIA. He's also the co-publisher of In the Public Interest with Henry Kissinger. He also belongs to a Harvard outfit called the Belfer Center. And in that organization, their board of directors include such people as Paul Volcker from the Federal Reserve, Rothschilds, Russian, who is the owner of the largest aluminum company in the world that supplies aluminum for all sorts of purposes. Now, MITRE has the interesting apex in that it affects both the chemtrails, or the death dumps, that were reported in the USA Today May 12th report. And if you go to MITRE and you hit a Google on MITRE or a search on MITRE, you'll find multiple references to the smart meters themselves. But as Deborah mentioned, a 2006 report from Fort Meade specifically shows how the increase or decrease of these low-frequency radio waves can cause everything from giddiness to nauseousness to unconsciousness. And so not only do they track and spy, but they're capable of doling out punishment.
And I think we also need to add that this can be turned up on individual homes like a thermostat. Also, once all of the RFID chipped appliances are rolled out, which they are in the process of rolling out now, this will increase the accumulative effect in your homes with the radiation. Your entire home will be a kill zone, but the kitchens will just end things quicker for you because the metal-faced appliances will ricochet all of this RF that's pulsating through your kitchen and making it
hold that thought. Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Deborah Tavares. Our guest is Gary Arnold. Gary, of course, has done some excellent work on this, tying into this whole idea of the smart meters to an organization known as MITRE. Did I pronounce that right, Gary?
Correct.
And basically, of course, this is a brainchild, at least in part, of James Schlesinger, a CIA, Council on Foreign Relations, worked closely with Henry Kissinger, and all of the population control folks who want to kill off most of the people in the world. Henry Kissinger, certainly a war criminal, a man who everybody has difficulty traveling throughout the world because there's so many warrants for his arrest for mass murder. But, of course, we never hear about that here in the United States. But, Gary, go ahead. You were telling us a little bit about the interlock of these various organizations, and they're all working for these smart meters to be installed in your home, a prelude to smart appliances and then the smart grid and smart growth, and go right ahead.
Okay. I hope people have their pencils out because, this, fortunately, for the Internet, a lot of this can be verified just with a couple of clicks. I mentioned the interchange with James Schlesinger being involved in both MITRE, which is located in McLean, Virginia, right alongside the CIA, and also the Belfer Center. The Belfer Center was headed right up until recently by John P. Holdren, who wrote the book Ecoscience, who advocates putting sterilants in water and in food.
and said it's a hard road to travel, but we might as well start talking about it.
Well, wait a minute now. The sterilants is not to sterilize the water, of course, so that it'll be safe for you to drink. It's to sterilize you so you won't have children. That's, I understand what you're talking about. You're talking about population control and using the water supply to transmit harmful and dangerous and deadly drugs to people. Go ahead.
When they go to MITRE, they'll also see that MITRE does the systems and procedures for several United States agencies. One is the Department of Defense, one is the FAA, and the other is Homeland Security, all of which you need to coordinate in order to have airplanes do their tic-tac-toe in the sky when they're not flying directly from one city to another. So the operation both above us and the electronic incarceration that is being militarily deployed as fast as they can. I think Deborah could probably also talk a little about the Goddard Center, talking about the electronic interference with the human body. But the people that have been put in charge of the deployment, if they go to these letters, and it's SEEC, and they put California, they'll find that there's a combination with all of the utilities in the state of California, and at the very top of that display is the imprint of ICLEI, which is merely a front for the World Bank.
Yes, ICLEI means International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is very important for people to write down, ICLEI. I will tell you that the truth of this acronym is international criminal law, eliminating independence or individuals. You can take your pick. That's really what it means. And ICLEI is an arm of the United Nations. ICLEI is the arm in which the utility companies are operating under. In fact, if you take a close look at the business model of the utility companies, of which PG&E is the poster child template for all the utilities across the United States, you will find their business model is with the assumption that there's a global warming problem and that they're going to fix it. They are going to reduce the carbon footprint. This is their entire business model of their entire corporation.
I think, though, it's very important that people understand that global warming is a fraud. The reason that they are pushing global warming is because they want to cut back on our use of power. Electricity. You cannot have an industrialized society unless you have electricity. They do not want an industrialized society. They want to return society to the way it was before the wicked white man came. It goes right along with population control. But they've basically, they've already said that something by the year 2050, we will have reduced our carbon emissions 80%. Now, how do you do that? Well, of course, you do that by just don't use electricity.
Well, you
anymore.
Eliminate people, too.
You eliminate people, basically, of course, that they are tearing down the dams. We won't have hydroelectric power. That is discouraging, of course, it's simply power being made from nuclear power and all the propaganda out there. They do not want us to use oil or coal or natural gas for it. They don't want us to have electricity. They really want to destroy the industrial infrastructure of our nation. Now, this won't have any impact worldwide because they're investing heavily in China, with the greatest polluter in the world today, so they can build up their economic base, so they can build up their electricity production as they target America, and of course, this will lead to the impoverishment of the American people and lower our living standards to that of a third world nation. They know what they're doing. Who wants to pick up from there?
I'll go ahead. Marie Strong, who signed on with Gorbachev, you know, with the Earth Charter, wrote an article. And people, again, click on your internet there. Look up West Magazine interview. And in that West Magazine article, he talked about a group of conspirators throwing the wrench into the economic gears and to blackmail the Western industrialized state to bring it down. And that's exactly what's happening. With ICLEI, as Deborah was saying, ICLEI is involved in virtually every county and city in the United States, either directly by contract or through one of their regional or state agencies. And what they've been doing is so-called harmonizing laws. which is disrupting self-government and putting it so that when the North American Union, when the next crisis or false flag or when they have the bank holiday, the country will be run from the top down like the European Union. That is their model, and it's the European Union actually helps fund ICLEI, and so does the World Bank. So,
right. That's exactly right, Gary. In fact, what people don't realize is that your city councils are signing away your local sovereignty. They're regionalizing you, just as Gary was saying. They're trying to disguise their international connections, ICLEI is, by calling themselves Local Government for Sustainability. But let's be perfectly clear here. This is United Nations NGO. This is a non-governmental organization. And whoever is an ICLEI member is now coming under the mandates of the UN, international. And this is contrary to the U.S. Constitution that prohibits laws and local governments from entering into any agreement with a foreign power. And this is under Article 1 of Section 10.
Right. Our local officials are not protecting us. They've signed on and they're administering United Nations law. Here in the county of Santa Cruz, the locally elected sheriff came out in support of the enforcement of meters rather than defending the Board of Supervisors passed law to prevent that enforcement. So the local police have been actually internationalized, and they are imposing this military deployment, which is very important. This is rolling out worldwide in order to control and manipulate and cull the population.
Well, you know, let's not make any mistake about what the utility companies know and don't know. We know this causes us harm. There are thousands and thousands of scientific documents and papers and proof. We have many, many thousands of people that are living proof that they are very sick from this EMF that's now being dispersed in our environment. If we know it, the utility companies know it. This causes us harm. This is not a mistake. This is not unintentional. We know these meters are radiating, emitting biohazards. The smart meter radiation through the grid is by design, absolutely by design. They know it. We know it. We must keep these meters off our home. If you don't yet have a smart meter, be sure you build a preventative screening cage around it to keep your local utility company from taking it. Also, we call them anti-vandalism screens. If you have a smart meter, you can go to freedomtaker.com, or you can go to our website, refusesmartmeter.com, and look at the replacement kit that includes an analog meter. People are doing this by the thousands. This is making you sick. An added component to the smart meters being attached on your home is the fact that now you've also got dirty electricity. This is additional electricity that's fed through the wires within the walls of your home. So envision the wires that go to all your outlets, lower down, lower to the floor, and elbow height, and then all of your overhead lighting, all the wires that you could see if you did not have any drywall covering the studs. And what you have is an internment camp, because these wires are antenna, and they are creating additional radiation. So even when you are sleeping on box spring mattresses, you are getting radiated at night. Women that have underwire bras, those are as antenna as well. Anything metal in your home, the door frames, window frames, you name it. It's metal. It's connected.
Yeah, what this is really premeditated murder. This is no different than the Nazis putting the barbed wire around your town.
They're
employing the Wildlands Project. And their propaganda network, by the way, people can go to this one real easy. It's the Institutes for Journalism and Natural Resources. And you'll find that they take these journalists, you look at all the different news media outfits cooperating with it, with all the networks, Dow Jones, Associated Press, Gannett News Service, Mother Jones, The Economist, all of them. They take them out on these errands, and in addition to that, you go to their site, and they say they continue to monitor these so-called journalists and coach them. And so they're the ones that are working the press so that people stay anesthetized while this militarized police state is being set up around us.
Well,
and in our
people
homes.
Have to really understand that there is a genocidal agenda. There really are people out there who hate humanity, who hate Western civilization. They want to see it destroyed. That's why they don't want us to have electricity. And they want most of the people to be killed off. Sounds incredible. You need to study population control. Deborah, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story?
Well,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Oh, 40, 45 years. When did you get started, Gary?
Probably the Goldwater election. I was up there in 1964.
Well, you're a young fella. I got started in 62, but that's all right. So, Gary's been at this for a long time, excellent researcher. And basically, of course, we're pointing out this whole drive for smart meters is simply part of an overall program to destroy the industrial base of America by destroying the ability to utilize electricity, to run up the cost. The smart meter is going to be used to dramatically increase the cost of electricity. But down the line, they want to certainly limit the use of electricity, deindustrialize America. And, of course, this program, along with so many of their other programs, will result in killing off hundreds of millions of people. And people shake their heads and say, that couldn't be true. Nobody would want to kill off hundreds of millions of people. Who in the right mind would want to do that? And the answer is, nobody in the right mind, ladies and gentlemen. But these people have a different perspective.
One of the transmission belts, Monty, is the magazine, The Public Interest. And what's interesting about that, well, James Schlesinger, you know, is at the pinnacle of the Belfer Center and MITRE. He's also, along with Henry Kissinger, you know, putting this magazine out. And some of the names in here, they're the members from the Project for a New American Century. They claim Krauthammer, they got Peter Drucker, who was instrumental in the purpose-driven church movement. Irving Kristol, whose father was ran the magazine Inside England at the end of World War II. The Encounter magazine supported the Socialist Party. And his son is a Bilderberger that runs the Weekly Standard. But just this handful, this little network, those three or four organizations, you got the interlock of people, again, in critical positions of both propaganda, military movements around the world, and their biggest target is us. We're the ones under the gun. We're the ones being incarcerated. It's going to be no different than the campaigns in Vietnam and Cambodia and other places around the world. The shock doctrine has been adopted, and once it starts, it's going to get kicking. And maybe
you're
Deborah
exactly
can mention
right.
something about a small TV series that might bring people's awareness heightened up a little bit more.
Well, that's exactly true. In fact, a simplistic way of looking at this is we know that the environmental movement has been co-opted by the global depopulationists and eugenists. And it's absolutely true that nothing would be better for the environment than to murder about 90% of the human world's human population. And it's the mission of the global elite. It is very new and a pervasive argument that human rights are now subordinate to the environment. And this is the device of the would-be tyrants and the super wealthy who wish to clear off the number of humans and the population, about 1.5 billion.
Well, Deborah was there and personally talked to the billionaire donor to the United Nations to impose these policies, Ted Turner.
Yes, and Ted Turner said at the venue that I attended in Northern California just a few months ago, which you can see on YouTube, Ted the Terrible Turner, and he was telling the crowd that global warming is our problem and that there are just too many people using too much stuff and we have to reduce the population. And he said we needed to reduce the population by a vast amount because unless we do, there's going to be tremendous food shortages and water shortages and people will become frantic and there'll be tremendous amounts of chaos.
Did he make a suggestion as to how many people to eliminate?
Yes, he said 95% needed to be eliminated.
95% needed to be eliminated. That's a fairly... average figure, certainly there's a fellow in Texas who's made a similar prediction. We need to get rid of at least 90-95% of the population. His name is Eric Pianca, certainly Tom, gentleman in the 1965 meeting of the Gorbachev Foundation over in Santa Clara. Made a very, very similar statement. We've got to get rid of at least 95% of the population. You'll see that quotation in my treatise on the population control agenda. It's available on the internet. Just go up on the internet and type in population control agenda, Stan Monteith, or Radio Liberty, or you can read it on our website, radioliberty.com. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people are deadly serious. And you sort of shrug and you say, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. But it's not ridiculous at all. The programs are underway. They've already killed several billion people and prevented them from being born. They kill millions of people every day. and they intend to kill off billions more. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather all across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, but Gary, you go right ahead.
Yes, I want to mention, well, we were talking about Ted Turner. When Gorbachev was the guest of honor of London's Royal Albert Hotel, Royal Albert Hall, I'm sorry, Arnold Schwarzenegger was there together with CFR member Sharon Stone and Ted Turner. But again, the royalty of England is involved in part of the Malthusian movement. Sharon Stone, by the way, was in a movie I think is worthwhile for a lot of people to look at. It'll heighten their awareness, and it's called The Good Shepherd. And Matt Damon and Robert De Niro and a number of people are in it. It was designed actually to protect the Skull and Bones by portraying it as a watchman, a good protector, a fighter against communism, saving the United States. But there's so much in there that they reveal that a lot of people weren't familiar with. And if they get the free download, they can Google again, America's Secret Establishment by Dr. Anthony Sutton, and they can read that book, which is in most intelligence agencies' offices around the world. They can be as alert or as aware as they are and become strategists. We need people out there not just to listen or to follow Ron Paul, but to be involved in running for local offices and or supporting somebody local to turn this thing around. We've got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time.
You're exactly right. This is probably one of the most critical moments of our lives right now. And what we can do, most immediately can do, is stop these smart meters being deployed on our homes and take them off. Then go on beyond that. Go to your local council meetings. Get involved. Read the material that's being referred to on the broadcast tonight. Get hooked up with people that know more so that you can learn more. Understand this is a war on our soil, and we may not be shot at with rifles and guns. We're being targeted in the most horrific way possible, and most people, unfortunately, don't even recognize this. But people in general, I have found, are really aware something is terribly, terribly wrong. Many people just are not feeling well. They're lethargic. They've got headaches. We start talking about what's happening in the sky.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Deborah was just reporting out that a lot of people just don't feel well. Something's wrong, but they can't quite put their finger on it. Well, basically, they're poisoning us with electromagnetic problem things. They're spraying the chemtrails. They're giving us poisons with aluminum and barium and the other substances in the chemtrails. Or they're poisoning our food. They're poisoning us with electromagnetic attack. And by putting certainly these smart meters into our home, they will increase the amount of electromagnetic electricity we're getting, and certainly many people cannot tolerate this. Well,
that's exactly right.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just finish here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. In case you'd like to call in and have a question for one of our guests, Deborah, I want you to get your website out, tell people how you can get in touch with you, and then of course we have Gary put his website out, and he can let people know, learn how to get hold of him, and then I'll let you go ahead. But how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can contact me through refusesmartmeters.com. They can also take a look at the YouTube video Ted the Terrible Turner. They can go also to commoncrime.net. There's terrific information there, and there's some very important interviews on toxicsky.org. I really refer everyone to listen to Dr. Bill Deagle's assessment of what they're doing overhead, listen to his interview on ToxicSky.org. I want to talk just a moment, if I may, about what they're doing overhead, because it's increasing the level of illnesses and the discontent feelings that people are feeling down on the ground. We know we have dangerous levels of aluminum and barium being sprayed on us. It's found in our soil and water samples that are taken nationwide. We know that many people are suffering from pneumonia-like symptoms, that we have increased asthma and eye irritations and raspy throats. Many people will taste the metal on their mouths. The human rates of respiratory and neurological ailments have risen exponentially. And children have, we're really in epidemic levels of asthma. And molds and mildews and viruses, very important to note, we have a huge increase of those, as well as global dimming. Now, NASA admits to 20% global dimming because of the plasma, the layer that they spread on us, that they keep up in the sky through these persistent jet contrails that thin out and become a thin vellum. Most people's eye will tell them that that's some type of a thin haze or a fog, but they keep this vellum over us all of the time, and it reduces the sun. They say global dimming up to 20%. Consequently, we're all deficient in vitamin D, and we have weakening bones. Our teeth fall out sooner. There's all kinds of repercussions from that. Also, it reduces solar panel production. People don't think about that, but we have tremendous reduction in solar panel production because of the solar dimming as well. And who's doing all of this, people ask? Well, it's private corporations, government agencies like the CIA, the Navy, the military, universities, private individuals, and they are modifying our weather. They're conducting atmospheric experiments without our consent. The same thing with this rollover a smart meter grid program. We are getting flown over and rolled over, and we can stop the rollover us on the ground, and you must prevent these smart meters from being attached to your homes. And if you have them, you must take them off. Your easement from your utility company does not allow your utility company to hook up a known biohazard radiating device that is also stealing data from you, that breaches all the wiretapping laws within the 50 United States. You are not required to give this information and to make yourself sick to technology that they don't even have enough information on themselves to tell you that it's safe. All the studies, environmental impact studies, were waived. They have based their program on inadequate FCC standards. Those standards could have never taken in the accumulative effect of meters. They did not exist for those studies to have even occurred, nor could it have taken in the accumulative effect of multiple meters on multiple housing. We've got many, many people that have many meters attached to single building walls. These people are getting sick. There is no insurance for homeowners, apartment owners. You are in the target for tremendous and massive litigation unless you try to get these meters off of your multifamily building.
Okay, now let's give Gary a chance. Gary, I want you to get your information out. How can people get to you and get your information? Again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Gary, what about your website?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's newsexpose.org. It's newsexpose.org. But while they're writing that down, I've got two other things that might be very valuable. They might remember, too, when the censor takers came around this time, that they were standing at people's front porch and doing the geo identification with the sky. This has to do with the coordination and the ability to punish areas and people at will.
The GPS, localize it, identify your exact location, GPS. Go ahead.
Right. And then, of course, they've got you in this electronic bob-wired house, which you're allowed to only use, you know, so much food and energy, et cetera. There's a series that came out a couple of years ago. It was spiked after the second season. It's called Jericho. And when I looked at it, it's kind of a survival type thing. There's a little bit of soap in it, but it was a real high production value, and it keeps you entertained. But it's quite sophisticated, and I think it's worthwhile because a lot of the government institutions that you expected to be there to help you were really part and parcel, you know, the problem. The one thing that doesn't add up in the series was that it was a small local town, and that the local elected officials, you know, the city town council was pretty much looking out for the people, whereas we already have in our communities our local elected officials signed on with ICLEI already betraying the people under the guise of the environment, just totally wholesaling, you know, turning our government over just like they did in Greece and Italy and other places. It's the same players. It's a Goldman Sachs, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund. It's the same players. So if people get with it, it's easier to learn than all the names of the football heroes through for a season. There's not that many people out there. Once you understand it, then you can form a strategy, and we can take our country back.
That's right. And Jericho is spelled J-E-R-I-C-H-O, and I recommend it. Gary recommended it to us. Our whole family is addicted to watching it right now. So, again, that is a very valuable theory.
Is it back on the air? Something I remember it was on about a year ago. Is it being rebroadcast?
Oh, that's a very good question. If anybody has Netflix, they can move over. My son showed me this. In fact, he brought my attention to the series itself. But it does get people off the government kit. It gets people thinking in self-reliance, and it does... it's not simple, black and white, good guy, bad guy, and there's, without giving the plot away, it will bring up a degree of self-sufficiency and alertness and knock off of some naivety that I think we're all stuck with because we have to chew on the propaganda that the few networks and cable channels give us every day.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent preparedness movie, and to, again, add some thinking to the mix, because we are being so socially engineered by what we're being fed intentionally to numb us down and dumb us down. And so we can't turn on the television, or at least our family does not turn on the television anymore. We have to be extremely selective with what we let into our minds. Also, I think it's very important, and I know, Dr. Stan, you've spoken about this before, our nutrition right now, to keep our health up with all of these assaults up on us, is more important than ever. In order to stay in this fight, in this battle, as we must, we need to remain and stay as healthy as we can, because we're being dished out toxic levels of a variety of soft kill techniques, all of which they will have plausible deniability, because there's so many opportunities to fall victim to their poisons. And I think it's very important that people really pay close attention to what they're eating. And I know lots of people are coming off the holidays, and typically, you know, we get sick and flus and viruses. Well, they're creating a lot of these viruses that they're spraying on us from overhead. So I can just say, be really mindful with how you're taking care of yourself, more so than ever before.
Also, earlier this year, May 12th, the USA Today, I think they made a big mistake. They had a front-page story dealing with so-called toxic dust, and they were relating it to the Middle East and what our soldiers have suffered from. But in going through it, it described everything that is true about the chemtrails, and it goes into the parts that were identified in what they were breathing over there, the aluminum and the barium and magnesium, and they related in the newspaper a front page story, and I think there was a second article in there, and they talked about magnesium causing metabolic issues, and that the barium, the breathing, heart palpitations, muscle weakness, heart and liver damage, the aluminum, which is in all of these items are in every sample that ever has been tested around the world by Murphy or anybody else. The aluminum causes lung disease, respiratory infections, been linked to Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and neurological diseases. Now, this isn't what I'm saying. This is what the United States Navy Captain Miles Mark Lyle's research team found with the 37 elements of samples of dust they found in the air that's bringing our boys home sick and ill and injured.
That's exactly right. And the brain inflammation is up exponentially. Brain bleeds are up. There's some additional websites to note that you can find more information about this aerial spraying program. If, first of all, if you call it geoengineering or weather modification, you won't get strung on the Internet with the word chemtrail, which the Council on Foreign Relations has spent millions of dollars in portraying this as conspiracy theory, trying to throw you off the real truth. So call it weather modification or geoengineering when you're going online. Also, a couple of good websites. One is aboutthesky.com. Also, we have a suggestion, geoengineeringwatch.org. And again, toxicsky.org will get you into some good information as well. And we'll have printable flyers on toxicsky.org that people can download. We're working on putting those up, and they should be available within a few days. So we're looking forward to being able to get printable material into people's hands so you can have them in your car and give them to people. And be watching up in the sky. Pay attention to what's above you. But in the meantime, keep those smart meters off your home. Keep them out of your neighborhood. And be sure you talk to your neighbors about this. Again, this is worse than secondhand smoke.
The easiest way to talk to your neighbors, by the way, is every city council and board of supervisors or ward or whatever you have across the United States, virtually all of them provide a public input time of 2 to 3 minutes. Now, no matter how bad a speaker you are, how afraid you are, normally, in 90% of the cases, they never ask a question. They only allow you to do your peep. But the advantage is it goes on the public record. If you submit something in writing, it goes into the record. You make an extra copy. You get a copy for each person and one for the clerk. And in most communities, with the community TV, they'll run that a number of times on for the public. And those are the people usually interested in government. You will have cut through the big shield where most people can't be reached. And there's a lot more people out there that understand bits and parts of this. And make it a habit. Take 2 or 3 people with you. Get the story out there. It doesn't cost you a dime.
Absolutely. In fact, another very important website to look at to find out if your local city has signed on to ICLEI is go to ICLEI.org. ICLEI.org, and then you'll just key in your city and find out if your city has signed on.
Yeah, just hit members on there, and it'll roll it out.
That's exactly right.
There'll be regional agencies. In California, they're all over the place. It's AMBAG, Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments, and et cetera. But usually, even if the city isn't contracted with it, either the like the California League of Cities, you probably have a League of Cities in your state under some other name denomination, but virtually all of them have been integrated, and it's taken them some time to do this, and it's very interesting to follow their plotting, and it's the same huge foundations. You need Dr. Stan's book on foundations, because that is one of the pedestals that all of this treason has used. There's an interchange between the government and the foundations that are continuous. In fact, in California, the network, the Energy Collaborative, that's headed by ICLEI, also includes the Institute for Local Government, which was funded by the Ford Foundation in 1955. They're going back to where they're claiming that they want to so alter the United States that it become fully merged with the Soviet Union. And the head of the Ford Foundation during those years was McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones. It all comes focusing back to a handful of organizations, and again, I'll push Dr. Monti's book. It's really valuable. I bought a couple of cases of them, and that's
the foundations, their power and influence, right?
Yep.
And okay. I want to also add, people need to also go to their water agency meetings as well. We're finding that the water agencies are now responding to federal mandates with water reduction in Northern California, or in all of California. We've been mandated by the year 2020 to reduce water consumption by 20%. This is a California mandate. We are now having regional water agencies come into local towns and try to mandate annual oversights and on wells and leach fields, septic systems. They want to see what level of impairment that might be having to some local streams and creeks. This is a way in which many properties will fall under the inability to comply to new standards. This is all by design. This is reducing private property ownership. They're doing it under the guise of many, many attacks on private property. This is reduction of food supply, reduction of water supply, and reduced energy consumption. We are being targeted on many, many levels.
But of course, it's really all about a final denominator, population control and lowering our living standards and in destroying the industrial base of our country. That's why we're actively shipping our jobs overseas. You don't think that they haven't got this all planned, and suddenly we've already shipped over 8 million jobs overseas. Why? Because they have plenty of electricity over there, and they're intentionally running up the cost of it here. Our guest this evening, Deborah Tavares, Terry Arnold, a great program. I want to thank you both. Hang on, we've got just 3 more minutes before we let you go. Well, Deborah, you've got a minute and a half to wrap things up, then we'll give Gary a minute and a half.
Well, I just want to tell everybody out there again.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United...
Dr. Sutton's book. We carry most of Dr. Sutton's book, Wall Street, The Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We have a wonderful interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It's a classic. You really need to see it. And Sydney, then, of course, we carry the book of what you should know about smart meters, or just say no to smart meters. And then, of course, we carry Orlene Kohler's other book, By Stealth and Deception, goes into Agenda 21. It's a very large book, but certainly well done, an important adjunct to understanding the Agenda 21, the genocidal programs that are being carried out today. Now, basically, of course, we hope many of you will want to get certainly my talks on population control, the planned population reduction. None Dare Call It Genocide. These are both DVDs. Certainly you'll want to get our 4-tape set on population control. And certainly they really are deadly serious on killing off the majority of the people in the world. At the last conference we had in October, we had certainly Benny Martini talking about a biohazard that has been introduced into our food supply, the biological weapon is called aspartame or NutraSweet. It's aimed at killing off a large part of the population.